GYANOTSAV 2079 from November 17 in Delhi. Siksha Sanskriti Uthan Nyas, an organization working for the promotion of Indian education on all India level, and in collaboration with various educational institutions belonging to the Ministry of Education, will organize GYANOTSAV 2079 at the Indian Institute of Agriculture, Pusa. The theme of the three-day Gyanotsav will be a self-reliant India with education. Dr. Atul Kothari, Secretary, Siksha Sanskriti Uthan Nyas, gave this information in a conversation with media in Delhi. He said that after a long gap of 34 years, India-centric, democratic and student-centric national education policy has been issued. Even after the formulation of this policy, there is a need for a comprehensive discussion on the policy, so that all the people associated with the education world can understand this policy well so that the way for its proper implementation can be paved. He said that keeping these objectives in view, this third GYANOTSAV 2079 is proposed in Delhi from November 17-19 on the concept of self-reliant India through education. Special consideration will be given in Gyanotsav 2079 on this subject to make students, educational institutions and the country self-reliant through education. There will be mainly three subjects in this. First, skill development, startup and research in education. Second, implementation of National Education Policy 2020. And thirdly, the role of educational institutions in self-reliant India. Shri Kothari said that the discussion will focus on how educational institutions can contribute towards making the country self-reliant through community engagement, startups and development in education and research. Around 800-1,000 vice-chancellors, directors, senior educationists, heads of educational institutions from across the country will be invited to this event. There will be a national-level article competition for the students and research scholars of the university on the subjects, self-reliance from education and National Education Policy 2020. For the students of the schools, there will be an article and poster competition focused on the theme of self-reliant India of my dreams. More than 3,000 participants will participate in GYANOTSAV 2079. Apart from this, Shri Kothari informed that this program will also be made online, through which lakhs of people from all over the country and abroad will participate in this program. Shri Kothari said that we have to take the education policy to the rural areas also. Everyone needs to work together in this direction. In 2004, the Save Education movement was started against the distortions prevalent in the curriculum of the education of India. Through this movement, unparalleled success was achieved in removing the distortions prevalent in various level courses in the country. By giving institutional form to this struggle, Siksha Sanskriti Uthan Nyas was formed on the 24th of May 2007. Thank you for listening to the organizer.